We are going to look ahead to one of the most important events that will take place in Donegal over the Maybank holiday weekend. It's the Cubaté Festival in Ardra. It commemorates the death of John the Tay Gallagher, who sadly passed away in January of 2012, a legend of traditional music. And as the leaflet for the festival says, life and the music will live on, but his music will never be surpassed. John was known worldwide for his wonderful playing and help to budding musicians. And John's memory lives on in the Cubaté Festival, which has become a really important element of keeping that tradition of music in Donegal alive. And at the absolute centre of the Cubaté Festival is ensuring that the current masters are passing on their skills and passing on their traditions to a new generation. And I think it's fair to say that at the absolute core of the Cubaté Festival is that element of teaching and taking young players and passing on to them the traditions and the skills of the masters there. Stephen McCahill, well known as Mr. Ardra and the current Donegal Person of the Year. Stephen, good morning to you.
Good morning, Donald.
Stephen, fair to say, as I said, that the Cubaté has become a really important element of the calendar in Ardra, and the focus isn't on performance, the focus is on education, the focus is passing on a tradition.
Very much so. When we started off first, actually, it was a meeting actually in the Highlands in Glenties where we sat down with a few people and sort of said, look, what can we do to retain the traditional Donegal fiddle playing? And John the Tay at that time was alive and well, but getting elderly, and we decided we would run with the festival in his name, and we called it the Cup of Tay because his family used to make cups of tay on days of fairs. Also, he was famous for the very famous Donegal tune, The Sweet Cup of Tay, and he felt it was his tune of the time, and that's why it got its name. And it's a simple name and worked very well, but we focus very much on honouring the people in Donegal that were alive, and thankfully most of them had the honour of being honoured while they were alive, because too often that doesn't happen. So John got many years of great honour, and we honoured the great James Byrne and Paddy Manus Byrne and the Campbells of Glenties, and last year the wonderful Paddy McMenamin, and the year before Rita Gallagher and Frank Kelly, great, great people of Donegal music. But we also focused on the School of Music, because that is very important to us. And we have, like this year, Kieran O'Moynihan is our teacher, a master teacher, along with Martin McGinley. Now, we're honouring the great Martin McGinley this year, and as you know, Martin McGinley is, you know, synonymous with so many things. He's one of those people that you can put him into any walk of life in Donegal. He's been in broadcasting, as you know, he's been in journalism, and he's a fantastic musician, following on from his mother. He's a fantastic character, and we're honouring him this year, and we're very proud that he's taken up the honour. But the School of Music is very key to us, and, you know, that's why today we have these three wonderful young musicians with us, because they typify the School of Music, and that's very important to us. And as I said, Kieran's is there this year, and Martin McGinley, and your good friend Donna Harkin, who's always there with us.
In terms of that, and as we say, very much it is a matter of the masters being recognised, but the masters also passing on. And from that point, it is that element of keeping the tradition alive. And I'm sure if there was anything that John the Tay wanted, it would have been for that tradition to be kept alive.
Very much so. And he was very proud when he was being honoured, and he used to dress up in his bow tie and go to the concerts and go to the... We had a final concert in his honour. The last concert on the Sunday evening is called the John the Tay Concert. And he was very proud of that, and was so was Paddy Manus Byrne, equally a very important person. And I know James Keeney here has been running the concert in his honour for many years, and you know, James will talk to you about that maybe, you know, and just highlight how significant the Paddy Manus concert is.
Well, we are surrounded by a group of wonderful musicians, and before we do any more talking, I think maybe it's time to have a tune. So, Stephen, do you want to introduce us to the bevy of musicians you've brought with us?
Yeah, well, Aileen is absolute joy, a lovely young musician. She has won an Oireachtas Championship here. She is such a wonderful addition to Ardra to have somebody like her. She does all the playing in the church. She's always available, never has refused to do anything, and she's one of the top musicians in the country, and she is so multi-talented, and I hope she goes on into a great career in music. But she I know Aileen will sing a song and play the harp for you, Donal, if that's okay.
Absolutely. Aileen, let's do this.
Is
Aileen Sweeney. James Kinney. I'm going to turn to you, James, briefly for a moment. And James, Brother Packy, well known in this particular parish. James, one of the original organisers of the Cup of Tea Festival, and also, as Stephen pointed out there, James, you're very much the man behind the Packy Manus Burn concert, and that really is one of the highlights of Saturday.
Yes, I've been going over there to the particular festival for about 12 years now. Packy Manus was one of the early people that had been honoured by the festival. I think he was number two in that list. And I was also probably in a happy position of knowing Packy Manus from a very early age. I first was at one of his concerts when I was about nine, I think, and he used to perform with my uncle. There was a lot more to Packy Manus than I think we ever taken from him, really, because he went to England at age 20 and he became more famous in the UK than he did probably in his own county. Luckily for us, he came back on a number of occasions, and he was in a position to open up, and went to RTE, and he won a very important singing competition, and he was All-Ireland folk singer in 62, 63, I should say. So, apart from that, he recorded, he did concerts up and down through the UK, from Scotland right down to Penzance in the southern area of Britain. So, Packy Manus came back to Ardragh at age 70, and he didn't stop there. He didn't stop his entertainment. He carried on. He took part in drama sessions. He became very much a part of our little concert while he was fit and well to come out. And even though he was born in February 1917, which we held as a very special honour for him a few weeks ago, and died at 98 plus, a lot of the young people, like this young girl beside us that just sang, would know his songs, and in fact would be a big fans of his.
And as you said,
right through the century.
As you said, that UK connection, a lot of people in Donegal mightn't have been aware of his achievements in the UK. Absolutely. But this year, on Saturday the 29th of April, a number of Packy Manus's friends and colleagues from England are actually coming over. So there'll be, I'm sure, they'll be passing on stories that perhaps people in Donegal and Ardragh aren't necessarily aware of.
That's exactly right. There's a lovely singer from Dorset called John Waltham, and he came over for that particular concert, and it was terrific. And when Packy Manus died, you know, he was so well known, and the Derry Schofield of the Guardian wrote a beautiful obituary on. So he was so well known in Britain and respected. He played with Norrie Palmer in his orchestra. He played with Max Jaffa and Jack Payne and so on. So he's also recorded a number of songs, and he also, the big talent that he had, beautiful writer of songs. a beautiful writer of music.
And many of those songs and much of that music to be heard over the weekend.
Mickey Doherty, of former of Highland, recorded a CD of all his material about the hills of Inishowen.
I remember it well.
And he's very important to the people of Inishowen because they are very aware of Paddy Manus. So,
excellent. I